This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne with Steve Inskeep. Federal aviation officials received numerous intelligence reports leading up to September 11th, warning of possible terrorist threats to U.S. airliners. Details are contained in a report from the 9/11 Commission. The Bush administration had the report last August, but kept it from being released to the public for national security reasons. Recently, the administration sent the classified report plus a declassified version to the National Archives. Tim Romer is president of the Center for National Policy in Washington, D.C. He was a member of the 9/11 Commission. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
Tell us what this report says about the kind of information that federal aviation officials received before September 11th.
It says a couple things very clearly. One, that the Federal Aviation Administration has received repeated warnings in the months leading up to September 11, 2001, about Al-Qaeda and bin Laden's desires to attack airlines. Two, that they did very little to address the direct threat. And three, one of my concerns is that all this should have been part of our report back in July. Instead, the Bush administration sat on this information for 5 months and simply delayed this important report from coming out to the American people.
How specific were the threats?
They were very specific with regard to Al-Qaeda and bin Laden. About 52 different warnings were given to the FAA, talking about radical Islamic terrorist groups, about its leader, Osama bin Laden, about the possibility that it wouldn't be just overseas, that it could well be domestic. And finally, it was alarming enough, even to the FAA, who did very little about it, that the FAA did, in fact, in 2001, distribute a CD-ROM presentation to airlines and airports citing the possibility of suicide hijacking.
Well, how much, realistically, could they have done?
I think they could have done several things, Renee. I think certainly instead of kind of lulling many of the airports and airliners into a false sense of security, they could have really ramped up some of the significant increases in security procedures. They could have put more people of air marshals on planes. They could have tried to stress some of these reports and their significance domestically instead of simply going back to the same old issues of their own financial problems, trying to reduce airline congestion. There should be a balance here, Renee. It can't always be on the commercial side. It also needs to be on the security side, and I think that they went way too far on the commercial side of this.
And just where was the FAA's security information coming from?
Many of these pieces of information were coming from their own intelligence officials, people that were picking up information internally but also from other intelligence agencies and conveying it directly through their FAA officials, and should have been going to other airliners and airports. One of the other issues that we get into in our report is that ever since we started spending money on some of these issues, such as the Transportation Security Administration, since September 11th, about $9 out of $10 goes on the last attack, not on what Al-Qaeda might be planning in future attacks. So we have to anticipate through intelligence and risk and vulnerabilities, what is Al-Qaeda going to do next, not simply what did they do last time.
Thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you, Renee.
Tim Romer was a member of the 9/11 Commission.